I would love it. I just can't afford it. I mean, we're satisfied with what we put out there. I mean, operationally, you know, we've got security as part of the operations plan. There is extra space in the ticketing office. Joel, I'm with you. It's just there's a budget here, and, you know, adding a second story, it just feels overdone. And what I would also say is that unlike other stadiums, while it is the main gate, it doesn't, you know, it's tucked back. It's not, you know, it's not a main identity for the city of Franklin, because remember, they're entering, people coming into the complex, unless they're going to the game, won't even see this particular structure. But having said that, we actually like the way that this thing looks. We're personally satisfied with it.
We're going to catch up here because we got different pieces of paper. Okay, the sheets you just were handed, it's condition 19. Applicant would like to strike that condition, the entire condition, or just, yeah, probably.
Yes. Item 21, and Joel, you can add color, but you wanted to reduce the grass seeding. Maybe you go first, and then I can offer up a rebuttal.
So, there we go. So there's going to be a grass seating area right here for the stadium. They have a proposed retaining wall going through sort of, I'm not doing this very well, my elbow's on the corner, through the middle longitudinally this way. They don't want to build that retaining wall for now, maybe later in the future. They want to utilize this entire area for grass seating. My concern is they also are proposing in the future to have some more cargo containers over here where they probably will have the games, you know, knocking over the milk bottles and throwing darts at balloons and stuff. So they would have those cargo containers. They would have the people playing at those stations. They would have people walking by, and then you would have the grass seating area. And this is one of the routes for emergency egress if there was ever anything like that. I'm concerned that would be too tight of a squeeze. So I'm recommending that they shrink this grass seating area to be smaller so that this area would be wider.
Okay, I'll give you my opinion on that. My opinion is we can fix that when they put the containers in there, because then they'll have dirt to move, probably, and they can build that at that time.
Yep, and
I
it's...
think right now, the more grass seating,
yep, and that thought did cross my mind in conjunction with or separate from the number of cargo containers that go there. But I thought that they'd probably want to leave their options open in terms of the number. You might want as many cargo containers there instead of fewer. So that's why I was recommending this, because I think that's part of the solution is looking at it later. Part of the solution is if there's a problem, having fewer cargo containers there. But I didn't think that they would be too thrilled about that idea either. So it's either fewer cargo, in my mind, either recommend fewer cargo containers or a smaller grass seeding area. So I chose the smaller grass seeding area.
Your profession is planning?
Yes. Well, the functionality of spaces is part of planning, too.
Joel, or originally in the architectural plans, were you concerned about the slope of that, and that's why you were putting a cut or a retaining wall in there?
Yeah. So this is so the whole activation of this kids' space and the kind of the carnival area. Actually, we're putting in center field. But what we did is we shared the larger vision of what, you know, if this thing grows and more people want to do business with us, where else could we go with that? So our thought was then, you know, if we're in sellout capacity and there is, you know, this demand, we would build additional opportunities behind the berm. So we shared that vision. I'd rather you guys say, and we're prepping for it if it does happen, but I'd rather you say no cargo containers there until we put the berm in or put the retaining wall in.
Well, you have.
Right. So I don't think, but I don't think we're, to Joel's, we're not going to put at risk any sort of safety issues. We have no immediate plans to even activate that space.
And I'd go along with the mayor then and say, hey, we'll handle it when we decide what avenue you're going to take beyond this point. I'm fine with that. Anyone else?
So is your motion to delete condition 21?
Yes.
And with the record to note that we've all agreed that when time comes for new containers, that issue gets revisited.
Correct.
Okay, so it will come back.
Yeah. It has to come back anyway for a site plan amendment if they choose to do that. Okay. So, but we just put it on the record so in the future we know that we're talking about. Is there a second to that motion?
So we're taking that out?
Yes. Yeah, delete 21. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Was Commissioner Hogan the second?
Oh,
Burkhardt?
Commissioner Burkhardt. Okay, next one, Mike.
Referred to it as the last one. So this is item 24, and it is our understanding is that they're suggesting they won't issue building permit unless we put awnings over all of the either food or merchandise areas.
The timing would be that I would need the details on the awnings for the building permit. No, you're right. Both the details and the installation of the building, of the awnings with the associated building. So it wouldn't be all the awnings for all the buildings. If you're pulling some buildings in first phase and some in the second phase, then I would only need the details and the installation for whatever's in the first phase. And then when you ask for the second phase, then those would have to do those also.
Yeah, and we debate the practical nature of awnings, frankly. I mean, some of these areas already have an awning over them. So I guess this is more of a question, Joldy. What's the reason for awnings? Is it architectural? Is it more of a practical?
Both. Because it is a focus on just those that have pick-up and order windows. So it's only where people would be standing in line waiting to get something where there would be an awning.
So as an example, the main concession hub already has an awning over it. So yep. That would be precluded from...
Correct, and then you wouldn't need to double up, no.
So the ones that don't have it, Alex, maybe you could comment on the ones that currently don't have it.
Right. So... Alex Van Austin, I'm with Treater Group. I'm the project designer for all of the stadium buildings, and I live at 8026 Hillcrest Drive, TOSA. So in regards to the awnings, TOSA.
He's going to move eventually.
Yeah, eventually. So in regards to the awnings, we do have awnings at all of the shipping container concession buildings. Those would be buildings 2, which is at the beer garden, building 3, and building 6. All of those, they have a door that when the concession closes, it's shut, and then when it's open, the front window opens up, and then that opening serves as the awning for that container. So yes, all of the concession areas do have an awning in some fashion.
I wanted to know, is that what you were envisioning the awning was going to be? Was going to be more or less a shutter?
No, they didn't provide any details, so I didn't know. I don't know what kind of awning they were envisioning. The ones that are more permanent in nature, they do show. But the ones that are on these concession stands, I don't believe they showed anything, although maybe for the beer garden. So I didn't know what they were envisioning. I would prefer something decorative. Instead, if it was just the bare metal of the cargo container, I would be recommending no, that wasn't good enough. If they do have decorative siding on those buildings, and that's incorporated into the awning so that you could actually see it when it's open, then I would be okay.
So on the awnings, on the containers, there'll be graphics, there'll be colors, there'll be a material. So they won't just be a plain metal panel. It will have a decorative appeal to it.
Although if it's open, that'll be on the top of it, then you won't see it, at least on that awning part.
Right, but we can design it so that when it's open, you can see it from the underside. We can add graphics. It's very common.
So when it's open, how far will it be sticking out to create a canopy?
Well, let's say that the window's probably about 4 feet high, and then when it's open, it's just a matter of how we detail it, but it would probably project about 3 feet, which would provide ample space for someone to order and be covered.
I'm just looking for inclement weather, like rain.
Right, yep. And that the canopy would be designed so that when water hits that, it would shed off to the sides and not off the front of it.
It shows the window. So imagine that being a panel that hinges up that gives you both what would be the overhang and the height.
Right. And the primary reason we didn't detail that is because there's a company that specializes in making these type of containers, and they'll be the ones that will detail it and submit for permit. So we'll intend to provide all these details when we, you know, apply for permit.
Couldn't find it.
So going forward, because if it's a piece of paper and narrative, those ask for the question. Thank you. All right. Is there action on this matter? This is condition 24.
So Mayor, the only thing that just scares me is the word awning and what we mean by it. And if our definition of an awning is different. You know, there's the awning is in here, and it could be, you know, could be the argument of an awning before we get our building permit, and that's what concerns me. So I think we're directionally, you know, with Joel on this, but I the wording on this.
What would you like it to be?
I don't know. I didn't think that went through. I mean, I'd like to strike it because I think you guys have authority anyway. We still have to get approval on all of this. Yeah, it's not a fabric awning. It's a metal container that also acts as security for when it's closed.
You see these as...
I understand it, but when you're asking about the decorative and the color and the
would open it up, they'd have to add on. Is that, I mean, I'm not clear on what you're talking about either.
Yep, no, this is all new, although I knew that that was a possibility, that they would just use the material of the building as the awning. I knew that was a possibility, but I didn't know if that's what they were going to do for sure. Yes, I'm looking for something that provides that shade and cover from inclement weather and something that looks nice. So I hate to get that specific in detail and tell them how they have to make it look nice. I don't mind giving ideas and suggestions. I'd rather they pick something that looks nice as long as it's decorative. It could be colors. It could be materials. It could be the shape. I have looked at cargo containers on the internet. They have lots of images and stuff. And they do some unique stuff there. They can add siding to the cargo containers. They can make they can have flaps on the cargo containers. So instead of just one flat, when it's on the wall, covering up the window, comes up and then things fold out on the edges. I've seen that too. I don't want to tell them what ones to do. I would prefer to leave that up to them as long as it's something. Color, material, structure, aesthetic.
So, Joel, just for clarification, so the ticketing windows have a awning over them currently. Are we satisfied with that, in your opinion?
I think so, but again, it was hard to tell the details on that one. That's why I still had that condition.
Shelter is not the best word either because you can't get many people underneath there.
I'm trying.
Yeah. I mean, do we need this particular condition, or can we strike it? Because in the end, you guys have. I mean, we still have to come back and get approval anyway.
But I can't bring up something new. That's not in here. I can't just say, "Oh, I had a new idea. I want you guys to do this too." I can't do that. It has to be in here in some way, shape, or form. Otherwise, it's only voluntarily that you would agree to do something.
Shade structure, is that what you're...
Joel, can we put something in here, leave it in here, but then have them work with planning or staff? We don't want to eliminate it.
I think if you struck the
cover,
it's the building permit that gives me.
You're worried about the
timing,
the requirement of the timing.
I just think we can debate awnings later, but the holding it back on the building permit is what gives me angst.
Although if we don't agree at the building permit, then you'll have to revise. You might have to revise the building.
Make it occupancy then.
But I'm thinking that it could potentially add another step. If it's a structural feature, you might have to go back to building inspection to get that part of the plan revised because now we've agreed on a new kind of structure on the side of that building.
I'd take my risks on that. Or we can leave it, Mayor, and change it from building permit to occupancy permit. What do you think?
Yes, let's change it to occupancy. Work with staff and.
No, I did not get all of that.
I think you're covered.
That would be at what period? Building permit?
No, at occupancy.
Okay. So is there a motion to add the city attorney's language and change the condition from building permit issuance to occupancy permit?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Joel, you okay?
Yes.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mike?
That's it. Everything else we agree to. Is that right, Alex?
Right. Is there a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for the property located approximately 7035 South Ballpark Drive to allow construction of the Phase 3 portion of the proposed Ballpark Commons Baseball Stadium with the three changes as discussed?
So moved.
Is the number three correct?
Let's see. Number...
All right, let me revise that. With the changes discussed and agreed to it, Planning Commission. Is there such a motion?
They had a first and second over there.
First second.
Joel, you ready?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.